Okay, we are finally back in the groove. Hopefully, we'll stay there.
Yeah.
We've been on hiatus for quite a while. We've been trying to get things done. I've been working my tail off, so unfortunately, I am now in a different position with the company, so therefore, I am got a little more free time. Yay! And tonight, we'll be talking with Clarissa. Unveiled. Hi, Clarissa.
Hello.
And yeah, I think this is the first time I've met you, I believe.
It is. It would be the first time we've met.
And just before we started here, I can't believe you told me that this guy over here is on your show at one time.
Yep. He joined me this past summer.
I've got to know this.
I told you about it, though, too, because it was a scripted panel.
Yeah. I got to know this, though. I got to know why. Why did you choose him? Why?
Because you cannot look at Joe and be like, this guy totally knows the cryptids. Totally. He's got to know them, at least way better than I do, for sure.
Well, I knew the Beast of Bray Road the most because we spent the most time investigating.
Yeah, we actually did an overnight out there.
And we're going back again next year.
Yes.
We're planning
that would be fun one too sometime to do.
Well, okay. I think this time around I think we were gonna try and put a group together.
Well, there's also three investigations to that trip too.
Yeah, I know.
We're going back to the Valley of the Kings. And for the first time we're gonna investigate Stevie Ray Vaughan crash site.
Oh, yeah, the Ray Vaughan crash site over in the Alpine Valley.
Yeah, East Troy.
Yeah, East Troy area there.
Oh, interesting. I love how you guys are thinking about those, like, investigating those crash sites. That's an interesting thought. Like, I wouldn't think of that.
That came from a mentor.
Yes, that did. Now, here's the funny part, okay? Now, I know earlier before we started, and I'm only going to mention this here quick. We told you about the crash site in Iowa we went to, the day the music died.
Yes.
Buddy Holly stuff. I had two voice recorders with me. Joe had a camera that he was recording with. Our mentor was there with us. He's the one we went with. They had devices going, recording. One of my recorders actually failed, but the one I was holding, I picked up what sounded like a single prop airplane flying around up above us, you know, by us somewhere. That audio was only on my recorder. It wasn't on anybody else's.
Really? That's interesting.
And at the same time, Dale contacted us about it too. We all got together and listened, and Dale Kaczmarek came to the conclusion that it was a ghost plane, a phantom plane, because nobody's physically laid out on it going overhead or heard it while we were there.
Yeah. None of us remember seeing an airplane. None of us remember hearing an airplane. Right. I was going through the audio and I found it.
And you found it. Interesting. So did it sound like kind of like a jet sound or
just as a prop plane? A prop. Okay. You know, like a single engine, propeller driven plane.
About the same size of plane that they
the one that they crashed in. The one they crashed in, I believe, was a Cessna.
Yeah, it was. So you got that right. Yeah,
and is a single engine, single prop, you know, prop in the front, airplane, and that's exactly how that sounds.
That is very interesting. That would be really cool.
I think my internet's being stupid tonight. I got Spectrum. They tend to have a problem.
Are you lagging?
Tell us about Unveil Paranormal.
Sure.
Yes, please.
So I'll tell you a little about Unveil. So Unveil Paranormal came to life in 2020. I've actually been investigating since 2016 publicly at what I call a pay-to-play location. I don't know if you
I get that.
What I'm referring to when I say pay-to-play. Yeah. So 2016, I started doing investigating. I've been a public medium since 2015. So I actually got into the paranormal as a medium, which is kind of the opposite of what most people do. They usually are an investigator and then they become a medium. But I entered the world as a medium. But fast forward, I was in part of a couple of groups. And then in 2020, I came up with Unveil Paranormal. And the inspiration for Unveil Paranormal was just because I'd been on the platforms, Facebook and all them, for so many years as a medium. And I'm like, I want to expand. I want to do more than just mediumship. I want to do cryptids, aliens, like all things paranormal within that field, because I'm a curious person. And I, even though I claim to be a medium, I am a very logical, scientific thinking person. So I like to study stuff that and actually do research on everything. So I got into this. I changed my name to Unveil Paranormal and it was born in 2020. So I have been regularly investigating, doing podcasts. I started that in 2021, podcasting on Things Network and on my own page. And we do a variety of different things. This past summer, Joe joined me during a cryptid panel we did. Viewed alleged cryptid evidence. That was a fun summer. Right. I've been on a break, and I'm actually going to be returning on Things Network on Wednesday night starting January 10th. Unveil Paranormal will be back.
Cool.
With some new content.
Looking forward to that one.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it too. I've been on a long break, so I'm ready. I also, the main reason I was on a break, if you didn't know, ParaUnity 5 was in October. And I don't know if you've seen anybody post ParaUnity 5 out of Peru, Indiana, but I was the host this year and it was a huge task. I met so many cool people. I was exhausted by the end of the weekend, but I got through it. And so now I'm just kind of taking my time, joining podcasts like this, and just waiting for January 10th to get here.
Yeah, it won't take that long. Time will fly.
It'll fly pretty fast for you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, we've taken a hiatus. I mean, unfortunately, not for, you know, because mostly because of his job. You know, we didn't go out and investigate much. My wife and I went out and got a couple of interviews.
Okay.
While we were out. But yeah, I'm looking forward for that when that weather gets warmer around here.
Yes.
Getting back out and investigating more. But I'm also glad that we're back doing this because this is actually the second real show this year. Because last Friday we had the actual first one with Dale Kaczmarek.
Yes, I've seen that. And then next week, you guys will be back regularly.
Yeah, next week.
Next week.
Yeah, there'll be some changes. Regular. Next week, we're going to be back at 5 o'clock Central Time, and we're going to be part of the Things Network. So, and most people that have been on the Things Network have probably seen me on there already.
Yes.
You know, I've been on Fear Fans. I've been on Supernatural Talk. Yep. You know, I've just been on some of the shows as either a fill-in co-host or a guest. So.
Yep. I think that's awesome that you'll be joining.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Nick thinks it's awesome, too. I actually met Nick this year. I met him down in Chicago at the Chicago Paracon.
Ah, yes. I remember seeing the photos and stuff of that. Nick's a very interesting guy. He
yes, he is. his vest is something else.
I think that covered with awesome.
All those patches. I got a different idea. I've got a vest covered with patches. I'm going to make a new one eventually because I don't want to disrupt what's kind of embossed on the back. There's an eagle embossed on the back, so I don't want to cover that up.
Yeah, for sure.
So, Clarissa, since you're a medium, what are the tools you use?
Well, when I'm investigating or when I'm being a medium?
Well, let's start with a medium, when you're a medium.
So my main tool is myself. That's my main tool. Yeah. I have to self-care all the way to make sure it functions right. Everything's functioning right, okay? So in order to do that, I make sure like I'm fueled and ate and all that stuff, right? To make mediumship happen, right? It kind of just happens, seems like sometimes. I do at times, you know, I have my crystals that I believe in that help protect or help provide more prosperity and so on and so forth. I also gravitate strongly to natural elements. I actually recently did a residential, and I can tell you a little bit about it because it's all residentials I do are confidential, but I did a cleansing on the property and I chose to use natural elements. Most people be like sage, salt. Okay, these people already tried that. I said, no. We're gonna do this differently. I literally went outside and picked stuff off the property, like pine needles, mushrooms, by the way. I didn't realize they burn so fast, like they catch fire. That was the first time I used a mushroom, probably the last time.
Wow.
Like I call myself a self-taught medium because I don't like to read books. I don't like to be told how I'm supposed to do mediumship. I like to do whatever feels natural. And it seems to work for me. I like whatever feels natural and I like to use natural elements. So those are some of the tools I use. And I've gone more into, I don't really want to do anything like cleansings that are Christian based or Catholic because I'm not that way. But if you have something that's Native American or other means of natural worldly light cleansings, I'm on board.
Interesting.
Yes.
No, it is interesting because listening to how you're talking about that, you're being guided. Your guide is guiding you that way.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel. I'm not listening to all the noise.
Okay. I'm a firm believer in the fact that that everybody has their own way of doing things. They have their own design.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And their design works for them. And that also works with their energies to do a cleansing properly or to do something that is requested properly or to speak with the other side.
Yeah.
So it's your own design. It's your own methods.
Yeah.
Those methods are given to you by the guide that is attached to you in life to guide you through the world the way it is.
Right. Which I think is more effective. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. Yes, it is. It's very much more effective. So,
yeah.
I got another question for you.
I'm an open book. You guys can ask me whatever.
Hello.
Do you use these?
Is that a tarot deck?
Yes.
So let me tell you about me and tarot decks.
So is this one.
Okay.
And so is this.
Okay. So here's my story about me and tarot. All right. I cannot and will not memorize those cards. I won't do it. So we have found I've done this a couple times on my show where I do tarot card readings, but I'm not a tarot card reader. And I've literally have, sometimes they're funny responses. Sometimes they actually make sense. But instead of reading the cards based off what the book's telling me it is, I use my own intuition and what is showing on the card, because I'm a picture reader. When somebody's deceased, I love pictures of the deceased. So I will interpret that card for the person I'm reading for. And it's crazy because when you put the two together, I'm not going to have the same answer for the same card every time now.
Exactly.
But it's kind of funny at the same time because I'm not a tarot reader. So I'm literally winging it, but I'm using this as a tool. So yes.
I like that.
Voyager Tarot.
This is actually, I really like this little book because it's kind of a reference book. I only use it as a reference.
Yeah.
I don't read it. I don't look at it and say, oh, okay, it's saying that's what that card means. I'm kind of like you are with it. Mm-hmm.
No,
I'll bring up the cards and I'll look at them and I'll read the person and the cards together.
Yeah,
no, it's more like he read the book once. He's got a photographic memory, so he's got thing memory.
Oh, he's full of crap.
No, I'm not.
Just remember that he's full of crap.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. I do not have a photographic.
His daughter literally calls him the human GPS.
Really.
I can't get lost. And I've had people actually try to get me lost.
But see, that also works when it comes to games. Yes, it does. I'll give you an example.
We got to talk about her.
Yeah. I like games. What kind of games?
we used to play Final Fantasy XI.
I know Final Fantasy. I was about to say I grew up on Final Fantasy and those games, but then I sounded a little young there, so.
Yeah, we played that 11 for quite a few years. And
he played it for about 6 years, and I played it for, I think, four.
And then, so anytime we were together on a hunt, all I had to do was follow his ass. Never had to look at the map because he always knew where he was going.
Hush. Well, my question, I guess, to you, Mark, is when it comes to directions in real life, are you in tune with, do you think that you're in tune with the north, south, east, west?
Yep.
And that's probably why.
Yep. I can feel where they're at.
Yep. That's probably why.
It's really weird, but I can feel where they're at.
I've heard a lot of people say that.
And I'm also more in tune with nature.
Yep.
With my natural.
You can't get them lost, but you can get it. You can distract them and get them to miss the turn.
Yes, you can. He's done that several times to me.
On purpose.
Yes. Yeah. That's the way we are. That's the way we are with each other. We've been friends for hell over 20 years.
Yeah, it's over 25 years now.
Awesome.
I mean, we go back to Union Cab.
Yeah.
Anyway, so covered tarots.
Yes.
Covered crystals. Uh-huh. I got crystals too. I love my crystals.
Do you got rocks in the ground too?
Huh?
Do you have rocks that you've just picked up from the ground?
Yes.
Same.
And I love my crystals.
Yeah.
Now, how about Ouija boards or witch boards?
I will use a Ouija board. I will.
Please don't say it as a Ouija. It's not Ouija.
How do we say it? Ouija.
You know what?
It's a Ouija.
A Ouija. A Ouija, Ouija board.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
I don't like those things.
I'm actually planning on making my own.
Are you? Okay. Yes. So you're not afraid to use them either.
I have used them as a solo act.
Okay.
I actually had one. My sister had one when we were younger and lived in California. I was 8 years old and I snuck it out of the room, and I sat down in front of a big window we had.
Yeah.
And I started playing with it.
Okay.
By myself.
Well, according to Hasbro, you were old enough to play that game at 8.
That explains a lot now.
My thing's blurry. It does that. I'm getting a new camera before my show starts.
Mine does that occasionally too.
Yeah. Really? Like, hello, find me. There's a face.
It's a focus thing,
I guess. I have no problem using the board at all. I actually consider it, I tell everybody this, have you ever used a pendulum? It's just another tool. It's just another tool to use. Everybody's scared because it's going to get something attached to it. Well, your crystals could get something attached to it.
You could get something attached to it.
Yeah, 1 second. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Just walking into somewhere like a cemetery or something and egging something on, for example, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, or egg, you know, sitting there and getting it pissed off at you. You never know. I mean, I wouldn't do that to those spirits. Right. I don't want them following me home, and I don't want to have one of those boards and accidentally open something. I don't think so.
You're not into using the board.
Ooh, thank you.
Are you more science?
Well, yeah. I'm not a skeptic. I just don't want to take chances.
Right. I get that. They
open the door that I can't close or didn't know I opened or something. You know, no thank you.
Yeah.
No, Clarissa, he's not a skeptic. He's just a chicken.
Oh. Bite me.
This right here?
Mm-hmm.
I'll put a chain on this. Like, I got several of these. I actually sell these.
Okay.
But I'll put a chain on it. I'll pick one out. I'll put a chain on it, and I'll drape it down, and that's my pendulum.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. It's that simple. Yeah, that you can easily use those. And I think, you know, they're just tools. Oh, yep.
Oh, I hate
you have to put your hand behind it.
It's the light.
It's the light. Yeah.
Your screen's too bright.
My screen's very bright. It's actually a television.
But
no, this is a rose quartz. Rose quartz pillar.
I have a couple pillars myself. I think one of them might be a rose quartz also.
And then the piece that I absolutely love.
Okay.
I don't know how you get out of those.
Can you see it?
Yep. Is it black?
It's a pinky ring.
it's a pinky ring. Is it?
No, it actually is supposed to fit on this finger, but.
I don't know why I'm getting so close to the screen. Tell us, because it's got a little bit of like green in it, looks like from the light.
Okay. This and this one?
Uh-huh.
Opals.
Oh, I couldn't see the opals. Okay.
They're opals.
Okay.
This is the both these opals come from the same stone.
Yeah. Okay.
That stone I purchased when I was 18 years old.
Oh, that's that one you had custom made.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
I had this ring made for me. This is actually my power ring.
Oh, kind of like a Power Ranger.
No.
No, wouldn't that be cool though? I love that idea.
Yeah, but the center stone found me.
Oh.
Back in 2016.
Okay.
We were on our way back from California from visiting my parents. We stopped in Vegas for the night. My daughter and her husband. And we were all traveling together and went to an In-N-Out Burger.
Okay.
Got done with our lunch, came back out to the car, and I went to open the sliding door because it was a van. And I looked down, and here's this black pouch laying right next to the back wheel.
Okay.
And I'm like, that's kind of weird. So I reached down and picked it up, and I felt there was something hard in it. So. when we got everybody in the car and got settled, I opened it up and it was a black tourmaline about that long.
Okay.
And the following year, my mom passed away.
Oh.
So I know that that stone came to me for that reason.
Yeah.
It helped keep me in the right mindset, mm-hmm. and helped with processing what was going on with it. So I wound up having both these stones turned into a ring.
That's awesome.
So, and I call it my power ring because for a Wiccan, the opal is one of the most powerful stones that a Wiccan can use, and not all Wiccans can properly use it.
Okay. So you're a Wiccan?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. I gotcha. I have not gotten into any of that. Like I said, I love natural elements, so it's totally appealing to me. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I've just not gotten into it. Well, so that's really cool.
Wicca and paganism is basically the studies of nature.
Yeah.
Of everything natural. So, you know, of course we believe in spells, but we also don't, well, there are some pagans and some Wiccans that believe in spell casting of the negative variety. Well, unfortunately, those are the ones that are going to wind up with bad juju.
Yeah. Well, I believe in manifestation. So kind of similar, kind of, but not as ritualistic.
Manifestation as in?
As in manifesting like all aspects of your life. Manifesting, you know, something you believe in and something you want, desire, and how you're going to get there. Those type of manifestations. Of course, you have to put work in it, though, because I'm a logical person. Again, like I say, I do believe in like working towards something. I'm not just going to sit here and be like, my mind's going to make it happen. But there takes a little bit of work behind it. But I do definitely believe. And there's a reason for everything. Everything has a purpose, has a reason.
Yep.
Every chapter of your life is different. Because I look at life in segments. It's kind of weird. It's not just one long thing. It's cut down. So,
you know, some people will actually claim that your future and your destiny is already predetermined because of the fact that that there are so many things along your paths that have that predetermined reason for you to be there. But I honestly do not believe that any of your future is predetermined. I believe your future is what you wind up making it.
Okay.
There are elements in the world.
Then tell me why.
Hang on, Joe. Let me finish. All right. But there are elements in the world through its energy that will direct you into the places you need to be.
Now I want to hear Joe's question. I agree with you. I know what you're saying. I agree with, well, I guess it'd be
fun. Well, you know, I'm just saying, you know, I don't know. This destiny crap sometimes, you know, who knows? If it's predetermined or not, I shouldn't pick it because I wouldn't have picked getting cancer.
Right.
You know, I mean, I was diagnosed and died all in the same day. December 4th, 1995.
I remember you talking about that on my show.
No. Yeah, that was no fun, you know, and here I live today with all the different side effects, you know.
Right.
Can't walk so well some days. Other days I have good days and bad days, but my legs are not that great. Nobody's going to hire me because, you know, if I didn't smoke pot, I'd have to take a lot of painkillers and muscle relaxers.
Yeah.
You know, and then I'd be in bed sleeping because those pills have that side effect.
Yeah, they do.
I have an answer for you, Joe, on why sometimes we're put through BS. So here's the thing. Here's my opinion on this. Okay. I have studied, like, I went to college and everything, and I actually studied psychology. Okay.
I did too.
And the thing is with psychology, they talk about your personalities and stuff. It's not just genetic. So talk about like our destiny being as if it's the genetic side of it. It's already predetermined, right? However, other factors can change us. Our environment can change us on who we are, what we do. Our actions can change us. Like there's multiple things that can change that. And I kind of feel like when people get put in a bad situation, such as a diagnosis or such as something like they get in trouble with the law or whatever, they've changed something within themselves or outside of themselves that may have, and even if it's the body itself, it's the body can be evil and can turn on us. And that's kind of what cancer is, but that's a part of us. Yeah. And so I kind of feel like there's a variety of ways that are reasons why we go through it. You didn't manifest it. You didn't ask for it, but something had occurred to change that, whether it be genetically, you're more predisposed to it or simply just the body has gone against you, whatever it may be. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Makes perfect sense, but you know, yeah, I studied psychology too.
Did you?
But not. I had to take the psychology 101, but basically mine was like criminal psychology and child psychology.
Okay.
I was studying police science.
I like that.
At one time. What were you going to say?
You were about to say something.
He was. Yeah. He had a thought. His train derailed.
I had a thought.
His train derailed.
My train doesn't derail as much as yours does.
I got an excuse.
But with what Clarissa was saying about the body turning on you and being evil, I don't know about him. He's always been evil.
You feeling better?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you continue to feel better. Then we can go tomorrow.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm going to go over and drive over to them and have them be there.
Yeah. Whatever. Peter broke. I was all sweaty, so I needed to take a shower.
Hey, Cody, Brad. I can only see a few of the comments. I don't know if you guys can see them all or not.
I only see a couple there.
There's three of them up there.
I did share it over on Facebook because you can do. I can do that now on StreamYard.
Yeah, so did I.
They changed it when I'm a guest. I can actually share. I love that.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they did. So, but next time you're a guest, it'll show you up at the top that you can change it.
Huh.
To where it's streaming for you guys and it's streaming for my page. I love that.
Quiet.
That is cool.
Sorry, not you.
Yeah, he's got a diva sitting next to him.
Beavis?
No.
A diva.
Oh, puppy! I love puppies. Hi, baby. Oh, you're so pretty. Oh, look at your face. Sorry, guys. I am a sucker for dogs. Oh, I love you.
She is
the biggest diva ever.
Yeah, she's a purebred Siberian Husky.
And she argues with them.
Love that.
Well, anyway, Now, got a few more things out. So, we're going to go to when you do investigations, what kind of tools do you use?
Okay, so investigation, what kind of tools I use. All right, so when I go on investigation, we'll say like with friends, or with the public, because I have conducted public investigations, or I don't know, just investigations, pay to play investigations. I don't use myself. I can, I will if somebody asks me to, but I have this, I can't, okay, this is a pet peeve of mine when like you go on an investigation and you have those people who are like, I'm a medium. And then they're like, and then they're like, seriously, they're like, oh my God, I'm going to pass out. Or I'm like, oh, they're going to possess, like they just make it a big dramatic show.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, when I'm with the public, I am a medium, but I am here to investigate as an investigator. So I use my tools. If I feel something, I may make a little comment here or there. But mm-hmm. Oh, God, the puppy, look at her. Sorry.
See, she's distracted now. Come on, get her out of there.
ADD, ADD. But yeah, no, I use the tools. I use K2s. I love Spirit Box. I have a portal set up, but I need to get it changed.
People don't like those K2 meters.
They're cheap.
Yeah, well, actually, that depends on where you go to get one, but
hardware store.
At the same time, when you're doing an investigation and you want to videotape it, I think they're better than having, like, you know, a digital EMF meter or something that the camera can't see. Where they, right. This way they can see the colors on the K2
meter. Right, you got the colors on the K2.
With the lights, right.
Right. So, I only have a handful of gadgets, and I will actually be looking for more gadgets soon for next year when I do investigate. Obviously, the popularization of paranormal investigating has jacked up the price on most things. I'm fortunate enough to make tons of friends in the field, and I get to investigate with them, and they have all the good gadgets. Well, I have the measly ones.
That's why I just ordered the parts to make a REM pod.
And see, that's smart. Making your own gear is
it should only cost easier. Me it should only cost me about $30 to make it.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you get it made before August, the big investigations.
I just ordered it before I came on here about like around 2:00 this afternoon.
Okay.
So the parts should be here Sunday.
Yeah. And I've thought about looking into it myself. I'm not a handy person.
Well, it was one of those was on my wish list on Amazon, so I had it tagged, and I was watching the price go down.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smart.
But I actually looked up on YouTube how to make them to see how difficult it is. I have a soldering kit, and I've done soldering in the before.
Yeah.
And by watching the video how to put them together and make them, it looks easy as hell.
Yeah.
See? All you got to do, it's just a little board about that big. And all you got to do is put it inside like a PVC pipe or something, and then you put an antenna on it.
Really?
Yep. Put an antenna on it. It's got 4 hookups for your LED lights.
Yeah.
And it's got a little round microphone that comes with the kit.
Wow. See?
That's all it is. Well,
that's the thing. Those trip wires. Everybody has those right now. I don't know if you know what a tripwire is. I looked at that and I'm like, that can't be too hard to make, can it? But they're like $300 for a freaking string of lights. Mm-hmm. Like, we could do Stranger Things and get out some Christmas lights and see if it'll work. You know, like, why are we spending $300 on a string of lights? Like, those are kind of the things that I don't like. I don't like that, seeing that happen. Right. That's why I investigate with those people that are willing to spend $300 on it.
Some people see something and they decide, well, I can make a buck off of it.
That's true. And that's probably why prices go up.
That's why you need to blame ghost hunters and ghost adventurers. They're the ones that caused this phenomena for everything to go up like this.
You know,
and people that watch those shows do not realize everything on there edited.
It's all edited, and everything's all for the ratings.
They'll be out there 2-3 days at a time, taking and getting 72 hours worth of footage and then cut it all down to an hour.
Right.
Because they're taking everything that they can get that any, it, you know, you could be out there for 36 hours before you even get any kind of a
well
hit of an anything.
Remember right. when we saw, and I don't want to mention the guy's name because I like the guy other than this particular episode that he did. But he went out to Bray Road.
Okay. I know who you're talking about, and I know what you're going to say.
No, and that was totally all about ratings.
Yep.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. That was definitely all about ratings. I mean, they saw what they saw. If you would have taken a close look at the video and stopped it, they saw a raccoon eyes in headlight and started screaming the Beasts of Bray Road as they were driving down Bray Road.
Yeah.
That's so funny. How could you? I mean, isn't a raccoon way shorter than that?
Hey, Jeremy.
But I'll tell you right now, I've got pictures.
You do?
Well, yeah, I've got
pictures of the possible beast.
We've also got trail cam photos of other things because Barnaby Jones, and I always give him credit because he's the one that said it first, dubbed that property the Skinwalker Ranch of Wisconsin.
Yep.
It's
okay.
Because it's not just the Beasts of Bray Road that's happening there.
Oh, there's something going on out there. It's crazy.
So not aliens?
Though the first time we went out there, that's all we were expecting to miss the Beasts of Bray Road, and
we got so much more.
I have to plead the fifth on that.
Yeah.
On that, the aliens?
To answer your question, I have to plead the fifth. I am sworn to secrecy, and I can't say anything.
Okay. I won't pry.
I think he's just screwing with you.
Joe's the same way. He's sworn to secrecy and he can't say anything because he's seen the same picture I did.
Interesting.
Yeah, we there's some things we can't tell you about the property because we told the guy we keep it secret.
Yeah.
Okay. I really need to do more like cryptid investigating, and
that was fun.
I think I would be more scared than a ghost.
Yeah. So,
you're right.
Tangible, like you can touch them.
you're in Indiana. What part of Indiana are you in? Are you over near
Jeremy? Near
Indianapolis, or are you closer towards Chicago?
I'm Fort Wayne.
Oh, you're over further towards the lakes. Okay.
Yeah.
God.
You were just out that way, weren't you, on one of your recent long
trips?
I was in Michigan recently, but that was for the residential.
Yeah. No,
I'm not so sure I like those.
In August, we're going to be doing an overnight at Bray Road. That could be your opportunity to do a cryptid. I guarantee you will find something out there.
Really? In August?
You'll have to talk to this guy here. You know,
I'll talk to the boss.
Well, if you remember right though, when we talked and we talked about the Bray Road, not only was Mark there that night when we did the night investigation, but Dale Kaczmarek was there with us that night. And he had a nice kind of tablet-sized screen for his
thermal camera.
And we caught a bipedal figure in the cornfield.
I don't get scared much unless there's bad.
And when we lost track of it, that's about the time you would have heard on Mark's body cam and stuff saying that something's following him and him starting to talk to whatever was following him because he was walking out onto the property.
Do you guys take guns with you?
No.
Oh, God. I don't even like guns. I'm a very, like...
I don't believe in them.
But
I was a security officer, and I turned down jobs that wanted me to be armed.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Joe and Dale were up by the barn, and they had the thermal, and they had caught something in the cornfield. They have it on, had it on thermal.
Yeah.
And they have audio going, so you can hear them talking. I'm like, hey, guys, you know, I'm going to take a walk down the lane here because I was headed towards the swampy area. And I'm solo by myself. I have my body camera on my hat, so it records. I've got my regular camera in hand. I got a flashlight, and I've got my voice recorder.
Yeah.
And I am well out of earshot from these guys.
Yeah, they can't hear me. I can't hear swamp. Them. Area, that little swampy area.
On their audio and everything, you can hear them talking about this thing. And then all of a sudden you hear Dale say, have you seen where it went? And Joe's like, no, I you don't have it on thermal? And Dale's like, no, I think we lost it. You know, and then I think Joe's the one that said, you know, it might have followed Mark. Right. And then on my audio in my camera and everything, you can hear me. I'll stop. I'll turn around. I'll look in the cornfield like 3 or 4 different times because I heard something following me.
Yeah.
I got down almost to the dead tree, and the mosquitoes were just eating me alive. So I turned around and started back, and that's when I started calling it out. I was like, hey, you know, I know you're following me. Why don't you just come out here and talk to me? You know?
Yeah.
I was calling it out to come talk to me. And I didn't have anything on audio other than myself.
And I wish at that time.
I wished it would have at least groaned or growled or said something, like maybe a low muffle something. But
you know, I'm thinking next time we do something like that, I just had this come to me while you were talking because I was listening to what you were saying. We need to do timestamps.
Yeah, we definitely got to make sure our cameras have the
stamps on
properly. And then,
I don't know. Stamp,
like a record in a notebook.
Because of what happened afterwards.
Or because it's on audio, we got the audio running. Look at a watch or a clock and say, okay, it's this time on this night. And, you know.
Yeah.
Sorry, Clarissa.
For sure. For sure. We're in a staff meeting right now. This is how we're going to investigate.
we had something odd happen about an hour or two afterwards.
After
all of that.
About 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay. So what was it?
And I've lived here he's just a transplant from California. But I've been here all my life. I've lived in Wisconsin all my life. And I've never seen fog roll in so thick and so fast as it did that night.
Really?
So the moisture is, you know, the worst enemy of your equipment.
Yes, you know? That would be not well.
So
it was a wet fog, too.
Yeah, and so we started packing up as quick as possible. Mm-hmm. You know, took us like maybe 5 minutes, you know, packed everything up in the cars. Went back out with flashlights to survey the ground and make sure nothing was left behind. And by that time, the fog had just vanished.
It dissipated. It was gone.
Wow.
Just as quick as it rolled in.
It was very weird.
It's like the property was trying to chase us off there because we were trying to stay because I noticed that.
We were literally going to stay until sunrise.
Yeah, because I noticed most of those sightings on the trail cams that we saw, some of those pictures we saw, and we saw some very interesting.
Most of them happened between the hours of 5 and 8.
And 7, 8, yeah, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Like 5 and 8 in the morning.
Do you guys think cryptids, I have a question for you guys. It's your show.
Okay, no, that's fine.
You guys think cryptids as a whole, we'll just say as a whole, are aliens or something that is biologically of this earth?
All right. This is my opinion on this.
Okay.
I believe that cryptids are biologically of this earth and of alien origin.
So,
and the way I say it, the reason I say it that way is because biologically of this earth, we do have creatures that are still being discovered.
True.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, here a few years ago in the Amazon, because of the clearing of the forest, because these idiots don't know how to do things right, they came across a lizard species that has wings. They're small. Really? They're tiny. They actually look like dragons. Aww. But they're tiny. They're small.
Can they be pets? A pet
possibly,
dragon?
Possibly. So that right there alone tells me that, yes, we possibly do, you know, have biological cryptids. Now, alien species as well, yes. Multidimensional.
Okay.
Bigfoot, it's theorized that Bigfoot, for instance, is possibly a multidimensional creature. That they are intelligent enough that they have the ability to move between dimensions.
Yeah.
That's why it's hard to find them.
In their area.
That's why it's extremely hard to find them.
Right. Do you think that, Joe? Do you think they can be both?
Yeah, I think they can be both. I think there is a small percentage. Some things are misidentified. I also think that some things come from because of the areas that a lot of these cryptids are in are from Native American lore, like, you know, the skinwalker, you know.
Now, which, according to Native Americans, though, the skinwalker is real.
Yeah, and the shapeshifter.
It's a shapeshifter. It's a spirit of protection for the natives. Americans,
right?
And it is there, but it's also there. They also call it a demon, in their own tongue. They also believe it to be a demon, so they also believe it to be evil.
Some tribes believe it to protect their areas too.
Yep.
So different tribes have different beliefs on it.
That is true. That is very true. So,
and I also have this belief that you, me, and him and everybody that's watching us, we are not indigenous to this planet.
I told you.
Really?
I told you. I already told you what I am.
What are you?
Whatever.
I've been saying it for a long time. Just ask Nick one of these days. I told him too.
He's claiming to be a vampire. So, there.
Really? But no,
honestly, I believe. Yeah. Where did he come from?
I want to know.
What's that?
Where did we come from?
We are a hybrid species of an indigenous creature. And there are documentations in the Sumerian writing of the Anunnaki. We are the product of the Anunnaki.
Anunnaki.
Anunnaki are the original first aliens to set foot on this planet. They came here in search of gold. Gold has properties that man still hasn't unlocked.
Really? Okay.
Yes. And gold is what the Anunnaki were looking for. They created us by mixing their DNA with an indigenous species of this planet in order for the human race to be a slave race to the Anunnaki. We worship them as gods, and they took care of us. They gave us the ability to move larger objects, to build pyramids, to build the Sphinx, to do everything that they wanted us to do, to mine the gold and everything else.
So what happened to them then? Do you think they're still here?
The Anunnaki?
Yeah.
Well, they are not still here. There is about 9 other alien races that are here. That walk among us. The planet is being protected by 5 of them at least.
Okay.
But they're letting us, us, because we are looked at as children because of our development. They're letting us learn.
You don't pose a threat.
No, we don't pose a threat to any of them. No matter, even though that we pose a threat to each other.
Yeah.
With guns and the nuclear weapons and all this other crap.
They're our own worst enemies, the humans are.
Yeah, humans. We are. I've often believed humans are inherently evil.
Yeah. Destructive.
Yeah. We are destroying the planet that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this planet, this is where our life is. This is where, you know, what we live on is what gives us life.
Right.
She provides for us. Mother Earth provides everything for us. Yep. Water to drink, food to eat, air to breathe. And mankind is absolutely destroying her.
Yep.
We are killing our own mother.
I 1,000% agree. I have some of the stupidest pet peeves about people and when they do things that hurt the earth. Like, oh man, if I ever see you throw something outside the window, what are you doing littering?
It drives me nuts.
I mean, little things like that. Why are you littering?
Yep. You know, it's just like us to get off the topic. But anyway, I was going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
There's some Indiana there. You ever hear of a house called Willow's Weep?
I've heard of Willow's Weep, yes.
You've been there?
I have not been there.
Ah.
Have you been there?
Not yet. I'd like to go there.
Are you able to go there? Because I hear the owner sucks.
I don't know. We've had the owner on our show.
Have you had like a good experience with him? Because I've never met him.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So maybe it's just the interactions the people have had with them that I know.
I don't know.
Things, but I'd love to hear. Like, I
otherwise, you're going to have to find another place in Indiana to go to.
Monroe House is nearby.
You're talking to probably someone that knows a lot of the areas there.
Monroe House, Randolph County Asylum. Ooh, County, Crown Point.
I don't know if we can go to asylums because I think we'd wind up having to leave him there.
I don't know.
No. What about the asylum?
The Randolph County Asylum. It is one of the closest locations to me. It's about an hour away that I have never been to. But every single person I talk to says that's haunted.
Really?
It's been on several TV shows. Some of them claimed demonic. But it's actually got a very good reputation of being haunted.
We can't take Mark there then.
No demons.
He'll just provoke it. He'll just provoke whatever.
I'll provoke it. I'll provoke it and then I'll make it my pet.
Do you like put them in a jar? Is that how you keep them? Or put them in the crystal. I gotcha. That makes sense.
I'll put them in crystals. I can channel. I have an ability, which people will tell me that you're lying or something like that. But no, I have an ability. I can actually channel energy into crystals.
Okay.
And I can channel spirit energy. In other words, a malicious spirit, I can literally pull it from the spot where it stands and put it in a crystal and hold it indefinitely.
Okay. No, I believe you because people, mediums, that's kind of what they're supposed to be able to do is move energy.
Mm-hmm.
You showing your papa?
No, that's his other self.
His other self? I remember him showing this. I know who that is.
I was just trying to see if I got it to work right this time. I've been having issues with it. They keep updating StreamYard so much.
It is pretty crazy how much he looks like him, though.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's not my fault. It's my mother's fault for saying so.
Does your mom know something you don't know?
I don't know. She might have. How did I fix that? Oh, here we go.
Yeah, Brad says Randolph County is for sure worth it. And I have been told I need to go there. And every time I try to go, something comes up. It is every year it's on the bucket list. Every stinking year. So I'm looking forward to the day I finally take that hour drive to get there.
Well, let's see. We're coming down there, aren't we, Joe? You said we got that trip planned?
The trip's planned for the end of July or when you two coordinate vacation. And we're going to take that week and we're going to go to Illinois. And then we're going to go to Indiana and then Michigan.
Okay.
I'll definitely run into you guys.
So, yeah. So, if we're going to be going to Indiana, maybe we should make plans to go to have Clarissa take us to the Randolph County.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Let me know when and we'll get it booked. I love investigating with multiple different people. Like, people, like, that's why I don't really do the team thing very often, because I can investigate with all these friends and stuff and see their style and whatnot. So,
go ahead, Joe.
Okay. Never mind. I see what this was. Go ahead.
Don't know what that was. All I heard was a ding and.
Yeah, my phone's going off.
Do you remember, Mark, what you were going to say?
He distracts me.
We all have ADD on this show.
He does this all the time to me, though. You know, he does. I think he does it as a game to try and just totally derail me and make me forget things. But anyway. And we're supposed to be talking more about Clarissa, not you.
I know. I wasn't.
People hear enough about me on my own show. It's fine.
So anyway, you have, I guess, what kind of investigations have you done other than like home investigations? Like
residentials. And then I've done, pay to play. I've done, like, locations like Hannah houses, soap houses. I've done jails. I've investigated hospitals, asylums, gosh, all over the place. I went to ISS, which had a nursing home at it. That's Indiana State Sanitarium. Mm-hmm. Worst place for bats ever. I kind of made a post about it, and then I seen they were called it all bats mad about it. Huh?
Bats don't bother me.
I hate bats. I hate them with a passion. I have never seen humans that look like this. Oh, okay. Sorry, are we funny looking? I was reading your chat. So anyways, multitude of locations I've been to, for sure. I have a ongoing list by state in the United States of locations I've started that are like, I'm going to throw them on the bucket list eventually, and I'm going to go to them. Because I've gone mostly from here out east. I need to go west. I need to go north. I have investigated two places north. And then I need to go south. As far as I've gone south was Tennessee for investigations. So mostly Midwest regions where I've been. Cemeteries, those two. Funeral homes.
Always fun.
Yeah.
So what kind of stuff have you caught or found?
Mostly audible stuff, because I use the S-Box a lot. I love the live interaction is what I love. I used to take more photos. I've kind of went away from that so much because I get so involved in the investigation that I don't even think about it, to pull up a camera, take a picture. videos not as much anymore. I am planning on doing more videos because I want to do more with my YouTube than just the podcast. So I do plan to do more videos. I've had, for instance, I did Waverly Hills in 2017.
Ooh.
Have you been to Waverly?
No, it's just a place we've had plenty of people on that's talked about being there.
Yeah, I recommend it. I would go back. There are a lot of bats on the first floor, but I would go back. If you haven't figured out, I hate bats, okay? They are my kryptonite on an investigation. They will ruin my investigation. I hate them so much.
I'll give her a secret when it comes to bats.
Yeah.
Okay. I was a security officer for quite a long time. I was actually supervisor at a place called Railback.
Okay.
The battery manufacturing place. They had a wide open, you know, it was all like wide open. The doors were always open and stuff. Mm-hmm. But this one particular alleyway I had to walk down was filled with bats. All right, they were all clinging to the wall and stuff, and but if you just kept that flashlight up, they stayed to the walls. You know, and just make sure you carry a flashlight.
I might try it, but I don't know. I don't know that I'd walk down a hallway full of bats on purpose. Maybe on accident, but
just anyways. Put your hair up.
Yeah, I could do that. Get a
baseball cap. Tuck it up under the cap. Keeps them out of your hair.
But then they can touch my face. I don't know.
Would you rather them brush your face once or to brush your face, get hung in your hair, and stay there?
I'd rather them just die.
You know, that's kind of like an old fable, though.
Bats are awesome.
Yeah, you could lecture me on bats all day. I still don't like them.
They're rats with wings.
I don't like rats. I just don't like
they're rats and mice with wings. They're fucking not. Rodent.
No, they're not. Bats eat mosquitoes. Bats.
I don't care.
Bugs. That's
so gross. I don't like them either.
What do you like more? Bats or mosquitoes?
Ozio.
Mosquitoes don't bother me.
Yeah, I don't have issues with mosquitoes either. We're not sweet enough, Joe.
I told you, I'm a vampire.
But anyways, let me tell you what I've captured. So, because we're getting sidetracked.
Yes, we're getting sidetracked from the hymn.
I was doing an EVP, not EVP, let me back up. I was on the fifth floor, and I was doing a pendulum session amongst a group of probably like 10 people. And this is not something that was captured on video or audio or anything, but there are people who witnessed it. So I have all my gear around me, and I'm just sitting there and doing the pendulum, doing this thing. We're asking questions, and we hear a large sound of something moving the trash can, because they have trash cans spread out over by the edge of the fifth floor is kind of on the roof. So it's like near the roof. And it moves. So then we go and I'm like, that's so weird. And like, there was another group of people that were in the area. They weren't over by that, but they were in the area and they heard it too, you know? And I'm like, that's so weird. So we're getting ready to leave, because if you do a public, you're only allowed on each floor for so long. I was there for a public, which it was only $75, and it wasn't that bad, really, to be honest. I went in July, so it wasn't super busy. It was kind of a weird time of year to be investigating for normal people, because everybody gets excited about it in the fall, you know. So I went and I looked together at my stuff, and I couldn't find my flashlight anywhere. I was looking, and during my pendulum session, I talked about a child that was mischievous. Well, it took about 5 minutes and we found it. My flashlight is what either hit or moved or the ghost, I think, seriously, I don't have no, nobody didn't see it, picked up that flashlight and ended up over there. That's where it was. It was hidden behind the trash can.
Nice.
Wow.
And I'm like, how? Unless I was so in the zone, and Mark, you might know what I mean when I say in the zone, that I didn't realize somebody did it. But there were other people there that swore nobody touched my equipment. Yeah. I mean, just we don't know how that
works. You said surrounded by your equipment. What equipment are you talking about?
So that would be like I have my case with like my equipment's just sitting there that I'm using throughout the night. So my case, my satchel, I don't have it like on or anything because I'm just messing with the pendulum.
Right.
So yeah, I went to go pack up all that stuff and it was gone. And I was like, how? And then we finally found it and I'm like, how? You know? So
I guess a question I'm wondering too, I know we talked about the Ouija board stuff too.
Uh-huh.
In using that or using the pendulum, do you lay down a circle of protection?
In my mind, yes. Although I don't need protection, in my opinion, I don't need protection for the pendulum because me and my pendulum have an agreement. We have an agreement. We are connected, okay? Ouija board, I treat a little differently.
Okay.
And I allow spirit to kind of use the body to help guide. Mm-hmm. As opposed, most people are like, they don't use it. I think most people think of it differently. They don't use their body to kind of navigate it. They want the spirit to come into the board and do it. You know what I mean? So
I know exactly what you mean, and that's the wrong way to do it.
I'm doing it wrong.
No.
Oh okay.
No.
Am I doing it right?
When you said the people want the spirit to come in and to the board, and mm-hmm. No, I know what you mean by that, and that is the wrong way to do it. You don't you don't let the spirit go into the board.
Yes.
You channel the spirit through you.
Yes, that's how I do it. So I don't literally do like some type of ritual thing, but in my mind, I am protected. Okay. So I'm internally protecting myself, but allowing them at the same time to help me move the board. Hello, Lisa. I am blurry again. Find the face. Man, I need a new webcam. There I am. So.
No, I was just kind of wondering because I like using sea salt.
Okay.
It's the most pure salt you can get.
Okay.
It's good on French fries too.
See, for someone that doesn't understand. He always has comments.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think he doesn't even take the time to try and understand. But anyway, but no, I like using sea salt because it is like the purest form of salt.
Yeah.
It's you know. Plus I use it and I use candles when I do the Ouija.
Okay. Yeah.
And I also with the pendulum. I'll put down a circle of protection. It just basically allows. It's not for me per se. It's for the individuals that may be using the board with me.
Okay. Yep.
Because when I do the board, I have my pentagram, my circle of protection around the pentagram. I have the head of the pentagram is where my red candle goes. Okay. And I have four white candles that go on the other points. And I sit with the person inside the pentagram with the board touching both people.
Okay.
My back is to the red candle.
Okay.
So the reason I have it done up that way, the white candles are extra protection to make sure that only through the red candle can the energies come into me. I put myself between all the spirits and energies and the person that's doing the board with me.
Right. See.
So.
You know meaning and purpose behind red candle, white candle, all that stuff, right? I would assume. Yep. And see, that's the difference between you and I, is I don't know that stuff unless I study it, and I'm so gung-ho on this self-taught crap that I don't know that stuff. So I'm like, I'm just going to do it myself. But yeah, well, no, I get that. Like,
it all comes back again to what I've said before.
Right.
Everyone has their own style and their own way. And
but doing that feels they natural, have, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's it is it's not to protect me, because I'm already protected. I've got, believe it or not, I've got hundreds of spirits around me.
Yeah.
And I've got one that is my guide, and she will not let any of these malevolent spirits touch me. She's very powerful, and she is very protective.
That's awesome. That's good that you have that connection. I love that.
So when is your show returning again?
My show will be back January 10th, Wednesday nights. I don't remember the time, so go follow Things Network or Unveil Paranormal. Go follow me. Right there's my name.
Okay, because we got to kind of wrap this up.
Wrap up, yeah.
Yeah, I know. We're going to be doing Things Network next week. We got to stay within the hour.
Right, and Jeremy's got a show that he's doing live right now. So, but you stay around until talk. Just wait for us to go off the air. So, we have Buddy Thayer coming up next week. It'll be at a new time, Friday, 5 p.m. Central, and he's from Ocean State Paranormal. So that should be interesting. Here we go. And until next week, and that's also Black Friday, too, by the way.
Yeah, Black Friday.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be home. I saw some really good sales.
You have to be. But
all right.
You know, you go the evening before to get the stuff, right? Because it all goes on sale at midnight.
Right.
He'll be there.
So stay safe, everybody. Have a happy Thanksgiving. And remember, anything's possible.